You're listening to SBS News.
Gini gano jawan, yam nani bicar clock web, yam na gumbengar na jaganji gumbengar bicar gili.
That's Clark Webb speaking the traditional indigenous language of the Gumbanga people. He runs a stand-up paddleboard tour company based on the banks of Coffs Creek on the New South Wales mid-north coast. His tours aim to educate visitors about the land and how to protect it. But as the state opens, it's the protection of the community that Mr. Webb is worried about.
It's a little bit of a difficult one here for us, and we're a little bit nervous about it because, you know, we've done a really good job to keep COVID away from this region. So while we're, you know, keen to get back into running our tours, we're also got that little bit of an apprehension, you know, and that nervousness that, you know, COVID probably will come to the area.
For Coffs Harbour, like much of Australia, reopening is a tough balance. Keeping the tourists out has helped it escape the worst of COVID-19, but businesses are hurting.
Businesses are screaming out. We need the tourists here. We need the visitors.
Mayor Denise Knight was part of a group of 13 leaders from the New South Wales North Coast to push for the reopening date to be moved back. The vaccination rate in this region is lagging about 15% behind the state average. The New South Wales government granted the regions an extra 2 weeks to get more jabs in arms, but that time is up on November 1.
Are you coming into the vaccination or coming into the club?
To help boost inoculations, the X Services Club is running a vaccination hub above the bistro. The chief executive is John Rafferty.
If we can get Coffs Harbour double vaccinated, and the more people, the safer it is for when Sydney people got out. And that's part of the reason we're not worried about Sydney people coming to Coffs Harbour, because we know people are given the opportunity to get the doses.
He says the business lost about 35% of turnover when Sydney went into lockdown and state borders closed.
A lot of those people who are travelling or business people, they're out every night of the week when they're in the town. But at the moment, the locals only tend to come out Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. So we see have seen a real decline in food early in the week.
And it's not only regional travel that are open next week. Vaccinated Australians and their families can return from overseas without quarantine. This prospect has some local leaders on edge, including Coffs Mayor Denise Knight.
If they do come back and they don't have to go in quarantine, please don't come to the regions for a little while. Give us a little bit more time. But they're Aussies. This is their home.
More time needed to get the vaccination rates up, but time that'll cost businesses. Lucy Murray, SBS News.